This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 6th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA yesterday issued an emergency airworthiness directive covering Boeing 737-300s, 400s, and 500s. Operators will face mandated eddy current inspections for fatigue cracking. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket has specs which live up to its name. It claims the capability to deliver over 53 metric tons to Earth orbit. The House version of FAA reauthorization includes an amendment authorizing a public-private partnership to jumpstart equipage for NextGen. April 12th will mark the 50th anniversary of the Soviet rocket launch that made Yuri Gagarin the first man in space. Following discussions among the International Space Station partners on Sunday, NASA has targeted the launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour's STS-134 mission for the afternoon of Friday, April 29th. The Airline Pilots Association and the Air Transport Association have received TSA approval for testing of a new expedited security screening system for airline crews. The FAA has issued an STC to Eclipse Aerospace for an integrated flight management system for the Eclipse 500 jet. The U.S. Marine Corps has equipped some KC-130Js with targeting and missile systems for close air support in Afghanistan. A group of LSA manufacturers is planning a four-city tour this week to show off their aircraft and educate the public on the advantages of the Sport Pilot Certificate. And King Schools is offering a video course on flying the Cessna Citation Mustang, and it's $50 cheaper than their course on flying the Cessna Skycatcher. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, visitors to the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring tell ANN why they came and what they're looking for in light sport aircraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.